Details of revisions to the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Charter against sexual abuse have begun to trickle out. Francis Cardinal George of Chicago, who was part of the commission that met at the Vatican to craft the changes, revealed some of the recommendations when he returned from Rome yesterday. The full set of revisions will be debated by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops at its fall meeting later this month. But as NPR's Duncan Moon reports, Cardinal George's partial release of the material is already creating a stir.
The most controversial revision announced by Cardinal George was the reinstatement of a statute of limitations on church action against sexually abusive priests. Only accusations that come within 10 years of a victim's 18th birthday can be considered for prosecution under church law. Supporters say this provides a legitimate measure of due process for accused priests, that the so-called zero-tolerance removal measure approved by the bishops this past June in Dallas was too broad and too arbitrary. Chester Gillis, the chairman of the religion department at Georgetown University, says the Vatican wanted a policy that paid more attention to individual circumstances.
It may be a kind of policy of one size fits one size rather than one size fits all. I think that perhaps the bishops in Rome are afraid of the one size fits all. In every case, depending upon the nature of the offense, what kind of evidence is present, whether there's any evidence the priest has been rehabilitated, particularly if these incidents happened 30 years ago, probably those things will come into play.
But victims groups say the 10-year statute guts the effectiveness of the charter, giving preference to the accused over their victims. David Clossy of SNAP says, take, for example, the 4,400 members of his organization.
Our best guess is that about 85% of them came forward after the age of 28. So we've suddenly gone from zero tolerance to about 85% tolerance. The overwhelming majority of victims don't come forward, can't come forward until they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s even.
Clossy says victims also take issue with Cardinal George's portrayal of the changes as minor.
This is not minor tweaking. This is not a facelift. This is a radical surgery. This is an amputation, and it's a clear and severe backtracking on all those pledges that were made to Catholic lay people and to survivors back in Dallas in June.
Father Richard McBrien of the University of Notre Dame says he can understand why some Catholics are skeptical. But he says although the charter has been weakened, the Vatican has left open the possibility of overruling the statute of limitations on a case-by-case basis, and that the charter still contains some effective provisions.
The charter mandates that bishops will report abuses to the civil authorities, will not hide behind the veil of secrecy, will not reassign priests from place to place. Once the Vatican approves the amended version, all those requirements will become mandatory for all bishops.
Both supporters and critics agree the issue is far from settled. While the bishops had hoped the charter they passed at their last conference in Dallas would be a major step in putting the issue behind them, their next conference, which begins here in Washington on November 11th, will find them under as much pressure as ever. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.